Well, that was pretty fun, wasn't it? Did you like that? You weren't so bad yourself. You know, when we met earlier tonight, I did not think you'd end up coming over to my place. Honestly, I haven't had anyone over here in a long time, so this was nice. And cuddling with you feels really good right now. Well, I'm glad to know that you're feeling the same way. Oh, I'm getting so tired. Are you tired? Yeah, you really tired me out. Oh, okay. Too tired to leave, huh? Well, it's a good thing you're cute because I'll be honest with you, I don't really want you to leave anyway. Yeah, I've been having so much fun with you. I kind of just want to keep you around. Plus, you're really good at cuddling. Look, I don't usually invite people over to stay the night, but this just feels really good. So, do you want to stay? Okay, good, because I really want you to. There is just one thing you should know before you agree to spend the night. I have kind of an odd request. It's really silly, really. But after the last time, I promised myself I'd enforce this rule, so to speak. I know, enforce sounds a little extreme, but I'm trying to be serious here. Okay, well, I'm just going to say it. If you spend the night, I need you to do something for me. No, nothing like that. Okay, I guess I'll just go ahead and say it. If you want to stay the night at my place, then I need you to wear a diaper to bed. No, but like, I'm actually being serious. I'm not joking. I know, it seems really random, but you know this mattress? It's actually made of organic fibers and it's pretty expensive. And the last time I had someone over, they actually wet the bed and it almost got ruined. So if it's all right with you, I would just really appreciate it if you could wear a diaper for me. You're laughing. You really think I'm joking, don't you? Well, I assure you, I am serious. Both of my exes were bedwetters, so I really want to keep this mattress nice. I know. The thing is, the last person told me they didn't wet the bed either, and then I woke up soaked next to them. Look, I know it's silly, but if you really want to spend the night, that's my request. So what do you say? I've asked other people to do this before, and sometimes it's a deal breaker, so I totally understand if you don't want to. But I also don't want you to feel embarrassed about it either. I'm really not a judgmental person. In fact, I think it's cute when people wear diapers. You keep laughing like you think I'm joking, but I'm not. I'm serious. I do. I grew to love the look and the feel of them. I swear, if you put one on right now, I would be instantly turned on. I mean it. Yeah, of course. I don't expect you to have a diaper with you. I have some. Don't worry. Yes, I keep it in case of an emergency like this one. I mean, at the end of the day, it's just, I know it's silly, but I mean, think of the story you'll get to tell people. Hey, remember that girl I went home with last night? She made me wear a diaper to bed. I mean, how many people can say that that's happened to them? Have you ever worn a diaper for fun? Never? Well, I think you're missing out. It could be really fun and you could end up really loving it, you know? Hey, Don't knock it until you try it. That's what you told me tonight at the bar. You told me you try anything once. Well, you haven't tried this. Maybe I can convert you. Do you at least want to see it before you turn the idea down? Okay, let me show you. Here it is. Yeah, I'm sure you've never seen one this big. I know. These are specifically made for adults, but as you can see, they've got this very babyish, cute print on them. Yeah, so if you haven't already put the pieces together, I'm very into the mommy dom thing. It's a part of age play. Yeah, so was my ex. My ex would call me mommy, and I would put them into a diaper every night. So I was not lying to you when I told you it's a turn on for me. I've actually had a lot of experience with it. When I first tried it, I was in the same boat as you. I was so unsure about it. I never thought that I would end up liking it. So, come on, what do you say? Just once? All right, okay, that's what I like to hear. Let's put it on you. No, I'm gonna do it. Hold on, you just lay back and relax. You're doing a great job so far, okay? So I'm gonna fluff this out. The key to any good diaper change is you have to fluff it out first like this. Because it softens the diaper, makes it a little less stiff, and then you'll be less likely to get a rash. Don't worry, I'm gonna do everything I can to make sure you're comfortable, okay? Go up for me. And down, see? Feel how soft this diaper is? Like, just pretend it's not a diaper, but just the material alone. It's really soft and comfortable. And crinkly too, yes. Okay, so now what I'm gonna do is I've got a little bit of cream here, and this is just to make sure you don't get a rash. It smells nice, you wanna smell it? Yeah, I like this one. So what do you think? It's kind of nice to be taken care of, no? You like how I'm rubbing this in? There we go. All right. And now what we have to do is pull it up nice and snug right here. See, I'm telling you, it's kind of comfortable, isn't it? Kind of soft, kind of fluffy. All right. And now I'm going to just tape it on you. Unlike baby onesies have four tapes, and I'm very particular about the placement. Yes, I like to get it perfect. And then the final step is to fix these leak guards and tuck in the sides right here. To make it nice and cute. See? All done. How does that feel? See, I told you it's not so bad. And now you get to spend the night cuddling with me.